Carol Gordon, you have a beautiful horse named Patience. You paint horses almost exclusively, and you are a watercolorist and a person who apparently has a great deal of concentration and control. Tell me how you achieved that control in watercolor that you're displaying today in your work.
I've been painting for over 30 years, and I'm a self-taught artist, so I don't tend to paint like a lot of other watercolor artists. Some of the backgrounds in my paintings are worked wet where the colors blend more, but then the horses are worked real controlled. Then I bring out a lot of the detail with their hair and their whiskers and their manes and stuff.
Your eyes seem to really love the manes and the eyes in really varying perspectives, unusual perspectives.
A lot of people comment that I do the eyes well of the horse. Being around horses and of course, loving their beauty and stuff, that's what I want to bring across in my painting. I want people to feel the personality of the horse and really get the expression of the horse.
You know, that lovely sort of, I don't know, it's almost a hollow tube-like feeling of a horse's head that you seem to get volume-wise so precisely in your paintings. Would you tell me how you start a painting? Can you kind of step-by-step it, start to finish?
People have asked me if I'd be interested in teaching classes, and I really thought about it, and I think maybe further along down the line, maybe someday I will be able to, but right now, I could teach technique, but I can't really teach, I guess, how to paint a horse, because I never started painting knowing how I'm going to finish it. It's like I started, but I don't have it all worked out in my mind how I want this painted or how I want that painted. I began lately and noticed that when I've started painting, that not too far into the painting, I'll go ahead and paint the horse's eye, because when I get the expression in the horse's eye, it kind of helps bring the whole horse together. And I've heard other artists that have painted horses or even animals have said that they'll do that too, that they'll start with the eye.
So you get the eye. Are you drafting the anatomy as you go, or how are you applying the paint? I'm really curious how you get such high detail in a very textural sense through watercolor.
I usually make a quick light pencil sketch to start out with. And I tell people to think watercolor is like layering tissue paper on each other. That you can layer the colors on top of each other and you keep building and building until you get the contrast and the volume and the detail. And, of course, the detail is the last. You know, you'll start with, like, color blocking first in certain areas to just get an idea of how you want the color laid out on the canvas. And then you start layering with textures and details and keep building and building on the painting to get the effect that you want.
Do you use a particular brand of watercolor?
No, just usually whatever's on sale. they're pretty much all watercolor paints are basically pretty much the same. I do use a certain kind of paper. I use 300 cold pound press paper, where there are a lot of other watercolor artists will use a lighter paper, but always like the heavier paper. I think you don't have as, it gives you a lot more control, especially when you're working with very wet areas. Almost like a thick of paper is almost like a cardboard.
What about brushes?
I usually just buy whatever I can find on sale, but you have to have a soft brush, where like with oils or acrylics, you use more of a stiff brush. And you, with watercolors, you want to use a soft brush that holds the water in the brush.
Do you paint 8 hours a day or more?
No, not at all. I usually work at night because that's usually, I have to get everything done and over with as far as, you know, cooking supper or doing the laundry. I don't want to have to think about that. I want it done. And so I usually work at night. And I'll usually work around 2 or 3 hours at a time. And I can tell, like, when my eyes are getting tired or if I'm getting tired, then I know that's time to stop. That, you know, if you're trying to work when you're really tired, you're not going to be able to do your best work.
You attend many shows a year, I assume.
Last year I did 8 shows. This year I wanted to try to do 10. or 12 even, but the economy's really tough for all of us artists right now, and so I'm thinking I might just stay with 8 shows this year again until the economy improves some. Art is considered a luxury item, so when the economy's tough, you know, it's the luxury items that people don't spend money on. All of the artists that I, you know, work with and see regularly at shows and stuff, you know, really agree that, you know, this last couple of years has just really been hard on doing these shows with making the expenses and then trying to come home with some money in your pocket.
Carol, do you have a regular job as well as your art job?
Yeah, I have a part-time job. I work as a bookkeeper. I used to do some substitute teaching, too.
My goodness, your eyes must get tired with all of that kind of work. When you go to a show, you take the original watercolors and also versions in giclée prints and cards. Is that correct?
Yes, I have the originals. And if you've never seen any of my work, you should really come and see the originals, because you can go on my website and look at my work. But really, you don't really get the effect of the work until you see it up close and see the originals, and especially seeing them all displayed together. But I have the originals that I bring, and I also bring the giclée prints, which most of them are the same size as the originals. And then I also have smaller print and note cards for people who just want to take a little bit of my art home with them and have to keep, that can't not necessarily afford an original.
I have in my mind's eye that you live out in the country.
Oh, yeah. I love being out in the country, and I have my horse and patients, and we go trail riding, and I love the outdoors and all kinds of animals, and I don't ever care to live back in the city again.
You did your time already, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this will be your first time at the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. What attracted you to the show?
I actually used to live in that area down around the lake, Kentucky Lake, around Moore's Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm somewhat familiar with Paducah, but most art festivals go through an application process called ZAPP, ZAPP, on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of crossed it on the Internet. It looked interesting. I thought maybe I'd just give it a try and see how things go.
How many paintings are you able to finish in a year's time?
I think the most I ever finished was maybe 12 or 14, and that was the year the Equestrian Games were here in Kentucky, because I really wanted to do a lot of work to have to sell when the Equestrian Games were here. That was also when I first really started out with the horses a lot, so I wanted to really build up my inventory a lot. But normally, I do probably maybe 8 to 10 paintings a year.
Did you do well sales-wise at the Equestrian Games?
Yes, I did very well. It was mostly smaller sales, stuff that people could take home with them, you know, like the note cards on the airplane. I sold a lot of them the first day, but it was really, I really enjoyed it. I was able to meet people from all over the world. On the last day, I had a lady from Hawaii that had some extra tickets, and she gave me some extra tickets to go and see one of the shows, which tickled me to death. And so I was able to actually go, after I came back and brought my work home, I actually went back to Lexington and went to one of the shows, and it happened to end up being a front row seat, so... I was just beside myself to be able to go and see them. The horses were just extraordinary. They're not like the regular horse you see out, you know, in the country in the field. You know, these little horses were just big and beautiful and just, you know, just wonderful.
Sounds like a great experience. Tell me as we sort of wind up, what is the price range your work is going for now?
The originals?
Yeah.
Usually anywhere from around $500 up to $2,000.
You've reached a really elevated niche, haven't you?
I still think I've got a way to go. I'm probably my worst critic, I guess. You know, I've not quite painted that masterpiece yet, and I don't know that I ever will, but I still, you know, I enjoy painting the horses. I've never gotten tired of them yet. And another artist told me, said that it's hard about selling originals, you know, it's always kind of hard to let them go. They're kind of like puppies. You hope they just go to a good home. Well, they're almost like a part of you,
yeah,
in a way. And then, but you know, then after two, you get so many of them packed in your room, and there's too many. You get too many to a certain point. You can't take them all to the show. So you do have to start letting them go one by one.
At what point did you decide that you were going to focus on equestrian painting versus all of the work that you did that preceded equestrian work?
I've always enjoyed painting either animals or people. I like the expression that they bring to art. But about 5 or 6 years ago, I started solely with the horses because it was basically a marketing decision. Being in Kentucky and trying to sell art, I think people, a lot of people that come in from out of the state, they want a horse painting. So it only really made sense after a while because I grew up loving art and loving horses. And so putting the two of them together was just, it has just really, really worked out well for me. And it has helped with selling my work.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Paducah, and thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you.